to that whole stack.
Well, listen. First thing organized.
We like
it. Oh, she added tabs. You even have a tab now.
Wow, wow.
You got all your explanation out there.
How are you doing, Mr. Trimble?
I
didn't speak. I've been so busy with the.
All right.
About 50 other
speakers between us. That way they can hear me too. Okay, I'll call this BOE session to order. And we have all members present with the exception of Dave Oliphant, Donna and James, and our attorney, Bob Paulson. So we're going to start with the agenda items so we can work through all those things, I guess, is what this is what we're working on, Donna. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then we'll have it for old business at the end here. The first and foremost, we have double assessment on, it looks like BOE numbers, the first one's 2011-0701. And James, you want to talk through that?
It's just a house was double assessed and it should be land only on this parcel, and the house was actually on 16.02.
Okay. Nice. You see right there.
You should have a copy.
Bob, would you move that microphone a little closer to James so we can make sure we're recording everything there?
Hey, I got one question about that.
Yes, sir.
When we do that, James, before we had the consecutive numbers where you did the when you found the problem and when you corrected the problem through your abatement. And I see this is one, and we had one or two last week. This. It doesn't make any difference on it, but it just makes it easier.
These are two different cases.
Okay.
This ain't the house was already on, I think, according to what I'm seeing. It was on the two parcels.
But the other parcel then would not be changed?
No, because we'd have a 702 adding it on if that was the case.
So the house was assessed as part of two parcels. We're just taking it off of one.
Right, to land only.
Right.
Because I don't see an add-on for it.
There's not. They have a copy of the second bill, James, that shows the house on it.
Right, on 1602, and it's on it.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Whenever
if I'd have had an add-on, it'd been a there would have been a 702.
The number would have been exactly following right. Where the procedure took place.
Well, that's if you're taking it off of one and putting it on another.
Right.
But here it's on both, we're just taking it off of one.
Well, shouldn't that change the other one, though?
No, because if it's on both...
I see what you're saying.
If it's on both, we're just...
So one of them was, I understand on that now.
Okay.
And, Danny, your numbers are not always going to be...
I know, it just worked out so...
They usually were that way.
Because you've got personal property department also entering abatements as well.
Okay.
All right.
So I hear a motion.
Sorry. So moved.
Motion by Kelly.
Second.
Second by Danny.
Aye.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The next one we have is BOE number 0789, which is double wide mobile home, double assessed, reducing land only. Is that that's a different one.
Yep.
Here's that.
The two proofs are behind it showing the two different parcels.
Right there, Chuck. You want to see it? Are you good with that?
Good.
All right. You want to see it, anybody?
Yeah, I don't.
James, you have anything to say? Did I say it about right?
Just said it right.
I'm open to motions.
Motion to approve abatement.
Motion by Danny, second by Kelly. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. 4-0. We're
going to.
Dave is on vacation.
Yeah. We knew we were going to do that.
Yeah. Next one we're going to do is clerical errors under 0635, erroneous assessment. Base and adjusted enter incorrectly is what this says. If anybody wants to look at that, do you want to have any statements, James?
No, it's just strictly the wrong size cabin. We had taken it from the plat. You remember last year in BOE where we was requested to go measure some because they didn't correspond with plat measurements, and so we corrected those footages.
Okay.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Motion by Danny, second by Kelly. All those in favor say aye.
Is this increasing?
I'm sorry, I didn't ask for discussion. Hold on, we have motion and second. Go ahead.
It's increasing.
Be on the front,
Jim.
I'll show you what it's doing.
Beginning was this, ending was that, so it's decreasing value.
Okay.
Sorry about that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Next one is 0691, which is...
That's all three of those.
Yeah, 069193 and 0718 is to correct errors.
Okay, is that when you put on here the house taken to zero, is that a fire?
No.
So you voted on these abatements in the past. These are the Ryans, aren't they?
These are correcting.
These are Ryans.
And they were apparently written wrong before, right. And the offices determined that they were written wrong and now have rewritten them correctly.
Right. We had split the property at the request of the owner of their sale of it. And then when my people mapped it, the numbers changed automatically in the computer, messed everything up. So we've corrected. This is correct. As per the owner knows about this and everything. All the owners are aware that it is corrected. There's actually two splits on it, I think.
Any questions over here, board members? Yes. Chuck?
Motion for approval of abatement, then.
Motion by Danny to approve 069193 and 0718, second by Kelly. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Right. Motion carries 4-0. Tax code changes. City erred and included these properties in annexation when they should not have been included. We are talking about, they're all individually. Are they all the same issues then?
They're all the same issues, yeah.
Okay. Hold it just a second here.
And I'm pulling them all out here so you can look.
This Forsyth?
This is the Oremus area.
Yep.
And yes. This is the information coming from the assessor's office. I have no knowledge of it. But apparently they're saying that the city erred when they presented annexation documents. Is that correct, James? And now you're correcting it?
Yes.
These the ones with the Forsyth Central Tandy County Fire thing?
No, this is a different one than even that. There's a court order out there that doesn't legally describe, I believe it's Lot 11, up here where the commercial along the front of the road is, the doctor's office and stuff, and the storage units bought by Tri-Sons. And then Mr. Oliphant actually is involved in a piece of property there. We have been to the city, we've been to the attorneys, we've been to Bill McCullough that wrote the legal, and everybody knows there was a mistake made in the typing of the legal, but the legal is what it is. They are not in the city of Forsyth at this point. And so we had them in the city of Forsyth.
So you're taking them out of the city?
We're taking them out of the city and leaving them in Central.
Whose mistake was it on the description? Is the official description that was given to the courts in the annexation, did it include these properties?
No.
Okay.
And the judge signed off on it.
So it was our maps that had the...
No. Yeah. No. This is the original annexation in plat that was taken to court. Nothing to do with the assessor's office and our maps. We put it in because it said all of... Oremus subdivision. I'm just using that as an example. Well, when the annexation said all, we as our mappers said, okay, it's all in. But when the court order came back, it excluded Lot 11. It says, let's see.
Okay, if the court order says Lot 11 is not in the city,
right.
Then Lot 11 is not in the city.
Right, where the plat actually showed that it might be. But the court order said no.
Are you doing this on a precautionary measure, or can you take care of these situations in your office, or does Donna or Sheila have the opportunity where there is a...
Sheila could do it under 139.031, erroneous levy or mistaken payment. This would be an erroneous levy situation.
That's where I was headed, Bob. I'm glad you stepped in there, because I probably didn't say it as well as you could, but the levy situation on that takes care of this. So is this a precautionary deal to bring it to us, or can she make that correction without bringing it to us?
I think this one should be voted on since there's been a court order put through to on it.
I think I understand what you're saying. This isn't a matter for BOE. This is something that Sheila should do.
Yeah, am I right? I mean, I'm just saying, is this a
do we have a court order? Do you have a court order, Sheila?
And by us voting on it, that brings us as a party to whatever action happens later.
Assessor gives me a court order, I'll honor it, and I'll make the adjustment in the benefits.
I don't know what court order we're talking about. There's a court order saying what was annexed and what wasn't.
That's a circuit court order.
And Lot 11 was not included, but the assessor's office assumed that it was because it originally said all of that subdivision. So if in the court order Lot 11 was not included, Lot 11 is not in the city of Forsyth, and if a...
Here's the man.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say, here's the man.
It's the mapper that's actually making the determination.
So it's a clerical error.
All right.
It's a clerical error. I have no problem with it. All I'm asking is this a precautionary measure, or is it a...
We just wrote it. I don't know what you mean by
precautionary. Well, I'm talking about, you want to put it in simple language, are we covering our tails as she doesn't write the... she doesn't write the abatement and go ahead and pass it on through, because I think I understand that she has that ability on levies. Am I right, Bob?
The 139.031, whatever the subsection is, says that up to 3 years, if there's an erroneous levy or a mistaken payment. Obviously, if these people get a levy from the city of Forsyth and they're not in the city of Forsyth, it's an erroneous levy.
It has nothing to do with BOE.
I don't know. I haven't researched whether the BOE can handle it, but I believe that the collector could probably handle it as well under 139.031 as an erroneous levy. Is it going to hurt anything if you say that she doesn't own it? That the levies are wrong? It's not going to hurt a thing for you to say that if it's true.
I think by us acting on it, does our acting on it have any effect? I mean, basically what we're saying is, yes, we agree it's not in the city of Forsyth, but is that us telling the collector not to collect on it?
The court has determined what is in Forsyth and what's not.
That's what I mean.
You guys can't change that with your order. The court takes precedence over you, what's in Forsyth and what's not. You just be recognizing that the court has said this isn't in Forsyth, and therefore the levies are not correct on this lot, that the assessor's office made a mistake. It may be correcting some sort of assessor's mistake for the collector to clarify things for her, and it may have to do with what she's charged with, I don't know. But certainly the levy is wrong, and she can correct erroneous levies. I guess that's my best explanation.
So the motion that we need to do is something along the lines of, we move that we recognize that the court has determined this particular thing, and we agree, yes, it's not the city of Forsyth.
That won't hurt anything.
And that the appropriate officials should do whatever they feel is necessary for that.
To apply the correct levy.
Apply the correct levy.
Do you understand?
Oh, I understand what you're saying. So...
I agree with you. It doesn't sound like something that's a matter for BOE, and the only reason we're even looking at it is in case sometime later...
Well, it is a clerical error.
It's a clerical error made by the assessor's office that we need to fix. That's what the Board of Equalization does. It corrects clerical errors.
BOE doesn't necessarily do everything the assessor's office does. It does specific things.
He closed his books on May 15.
Clerical errors.
Can he make the change now is the question.
I think it's up to the collector.
Go ahead.
The vote of the people was for Remus Landing, and it excluded Lot 11. Remus Landing is an erroneous subdivision. It never was recorded, so there's no legal documents in the recorder's office showing what Remus Landing was. When they presented that to the judge, they had wrote various legal descriptions describing all of what Remus subdivision included, including properties owned by Creedon, Trisland Properties, Stalkup, and Dave Oliphant's properties, and then Harris, I believe, is the other one. Those, when you look at the plat that was not recorded, that the city had, it's obvious what they had not voted on. It was included in the order, though, by the judge, and the judge signed off on the order, including those into the city. That's why we had a legal description. The judge said this is the way it is, and that's why we... included it. Now the city has come back and said, we made a mistake. It was not supposed to be in.
Go ahead, Bob. The court has ordered that Lot 11 is in the city of Forsyth.
The judge has ordered. There
has
now,
there been an order of the court correcting that order?
There's one in the works. Bill McCullough is in the process of amending filing amendment or whatever.
But currently, it's still in the city of Forsyth.
Yes.
Current. Based off the judge's order.
By the judge's order. And until the order is changed.
But not by the vote of the people.
Sounds like it doesn't matter what.
But there's
do.
A court order
that's
says
question.
It's in the city
of
Forsyth.
What we do, the court order.
The current court order says it's in the Forsyth. It's in the city.
So it's in Forsyth until the court says otherwise.
We can't do anything.
Wait a minute. The court order says it's in Forsyth, but it uses the legal excluding that lot later on.
Yeah.
Right, Dan?
Right. The vote. The people did not vote.
It's not in the Forsyth, but right back in the legal he refers to, it excludes it.
So he's ordered both.
He's ordered both.
It's in and it's out.
Right.
Yes.
I don't know what to do.
We interpreted it as in because the judge ordered it.
No, but, I mean, yeah, we don't know what to do, but I think I'm pretty clear on the fact that this is not a board of equal. This is not an equalization issue.
It's a serious issue because it costs one taxpayer $1,000.
Yeah, it's
$8,000.
He's threatening
issue,
to sue.
But it's a collector's office issue, as I see it. It's not an equalization problem.
You want to say anything,
Sheila? Do you want to say anything?
As soon as the collector gets an order from the judge, she will correct the database that involves the collector. If I get a court order and it says that they're in the wrong things, I will correct it.
And if it says that they were not
or
ever...
correct it now. But if I get a court order telling me that this should be in this entity and this should be in this entity, that's where I'm putting it.
If it corrects the order saying that it was never in and never intended to be in the city of Forsyth, then you have up to 3 years to correct the erroneous levy. Isn't that right?
And it doesn't have anything to do with... BOE doesn't do anything with it.
And I believe I'll have to go back to 2009 also, because I believe they went to BOE last year and
up
put
to
it
three
in
years.
The city.
On an erroneous level.
As I see it, and Danny, I think this you're headed the same way. This is purely up to the discretion and the action and purview of the collector and not the assessor. Although the collector's using assessor's office personnel and data in order to make a determination.
Yeah.
But the assessor's office isn't incorrect. They're just using one of the two interpretations or orders of the court. They've ordered inconsistently.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it sounds like the court orders have problems. And need to be corrected.
So, okay.
But that's not a problem that gets corrected by
Bob,
BOE.
Hearing all this, what do you advise the BOE to do?
I would do nothing on this. Let the court make their decision as to whether it's in or out. And when they do that, then the levy that applies can be applied by the collector.
Okay.
And she can correct things up to 3 years.
Okay, so the advice of the council is to do nothing.
Question.
Go ahead.
For Tim or James. Y'all wrote an abatement, so for some reason I assume you just leaned on one side or the other. You've got two orders, I heard. Is that
we
right?
Basically have two orders. We have an order by the people saying Lot 11 was out. We got an order by a judge saying that, no, it's in. And now we have an attorney for the city working on a resolution to take it out.
But that's not quite
which
accurate.
Might happen next year. I don't know when it will happen.
You said you have an order of the judge taking keeping it in, but you said a minute ago that you have an order of the judge both keeping it in and taking it out, depending on whether you go with the legal or with what he said in the other part of the order.
Yeah. If you use the legal that was presented to the people for the annexation, the vote, Lot 11's not in there.
What's important is the order of the court.
Yes.
And you told me that both was in the order of the court.
We have it all on our attachments. We all have it all on our attachments to map. Now, the reason you're talking about these tax codes.
I'm not talking about the tax
we
codes.
We change a lot of those in summer BOE just so the tax bills will come out correctly in the fall, not waiting for that mass of errors that might be there. So, yes, the BOE does make that change in the fall, but I don't think this is the same. Or in the summer...
The judge's order rules, though. Whatever the judge's order says.
Yeah, and it's...
I'll tell you what. Let's give Bob Paulson the judge's order and let him tell us what to do.
I'm not a mapper.
Hold on. We got to come... Hold on 1 second. So, we're... What about the argument of clerical error? Was that?
I don't think there's a clerical error.
Okay.
No, and if there is a clerical error, it's the collector's clerical error.
Okay.
There's a clerical error in the order of the court.
I brought this whole thing on by saying, is this a matter of caution? I do not blame the assessor's office for writing the abatement. I do not blame the collector for not taking her action, but I don't think, with the judge's order, that this is a matter of the BOE.
There's nothing that can be done by anybody right now.
So that's the reason I would make a motion to table these issues that...
I think rather than tabling it, just deny it. Motion to ignore it.
Well, they're written. We have to take action on an abatement, do we not?
Yeah, we can't just leave
it. We can't leave it. We have to deny, because an abatement, I believe, since the abatement is written,
if you have to take action...
Do we have to take action, or can we let these ride until next year?
Anytime we have, well, we have to keep a track of every abatement that's written. Something has to be done, either denied or... I guess you can table it till next
Chuck,
year. I mean,
I was going to
James
table.
Brought up.
Hold on, it's Chuck has the floor. Hold on.
James issued said something about there's $1,000 involved to the taxpayer. If these were passed, then that $1,000 would be abated.
It wouldn't be coded to him.
Okay,
they'll be refunded the money once it's corrected by the court. The court needs to correct the situation before anybody can do anything. What if they don't correct it? What if they say, no, it is included? I mean, we don't know what they're going to do until they do it. We assume what's going to happen because everybody's working toward that. But there's a court order right now.
That's as bad.
Based on what you're saying, it sounds like if BOE does anything, we need to do it when the court and everybody figures out what we're going to do.
Sheila, go ahead.
From the taxpayer's point of view, I believe what's going to be involved is right now is probably coded with a city levy tax on it. So whatever that city levy is, the taxpayer will get back their levy when the court order comes, and if it says it's out of the city limits, then the taxpayer will get back that levy amount. And I don't know what Forsyth City levy is. But then that will be taken from the city of Forsyth and given to the taxpayer for 2009 and 2010 because it was in the city. I believe that it went through BOE last year and was put in the city.
And you can do that under 139 because it in fact be an erroneous levy.
All right. Danny?
And that doesn't have to come before the BOE. If it's an erroneous levy, she can take care of it in her office with a $1,000 check to this one individual and whoever else.
But she's saying since it's before, we have to act on it.
Do we have to take?
I have to do something. I have to deny it or...
Bob, what action?
We can deny it. She can still act on it.
If you have to act on it, deny it, but I'd ignore it if I could.
Well, let's just table it.
Table it, and it goes back 3 years anyway.
I mean, because the assessor hasn't done anything wrong yet until the court corrects its order.
Okay.
It's not the assessor's doing it.
I know. I understand. It's the court that made a mistake.
So the recommendation is to table then, Bob?
Mine is. My motion is.
Motion by any table, these four abatements. There are more than four, isn't there?
Probably eight.
Eight abatements.
I'll second the motion.
Second by Chuck. Any more discussion? All those of tabling say aye.
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 Motion carries 4-0. Moving on to disabled POE veterans, POW veterans. Is this regarding the new legislation, I believe, where we have two prisoners of war, 100% disabled veterans under the new...
we have two in Kane County?
We have two.
Wow.
And we have proof.
More than that.
We have two under this new law that was passed.
100% disabled.
That's what we're having. We've got Veterans Administration, Department of Veterans Affairs, and we have proof.
Nothing we can do about it. I motion for approval of these abatements.
Motion by Danny, 0719 and 0643.
All you got to do is have the valid proof, and then you got to do it.
Anybody second it? Seconded by Chuck. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0.
Did you guys get copies from the Veterans Administration?
Yeah,
they're on the back.
Next one here is a request by Kennecuck to do some add-ons.
This is the thing we were talking about last
time. Erroneous assessment. There looks like there's six. Looks like there's six abatement numbers. And James, do you want to give us any information?
It's adding on 2009 and 2010. My question was, can we add 2009 value on in 2010?
I don't think we can touch 2009.
Yes, you can. There's a statute that says that under a discovery of omitted properties. Remember
the omitted property statute?
Yeah, that you can run it on.
Okay.
I've got an argument for that, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I've got an argument with that because they came before us requesting that these be exempt. I think that totally takes away from your argument that it can be
omitted.
Omitted. Because they came before us last year and requested these be, and then they wrote a letter that requested that we add them back on.
So they gave us the parcel
so 2009.
I don't even touch 2009. Under your argument, you're saying 2009 can't be touched because in 2009 they said they should be omitted.
Yes.
And with the BOE voted action of that.
We took action on that issue.
Go ahead, Chuck.
What James said, there's the opportunity, if there's an error, to correct. How was it that said?
James?
In omitted properties, there's a statute said it's kind of like discovery. If you see an omitted property, you have the right to correct it back 3 years, actually. The assessor does.
But
so if the property owner, and that's what my understanding was, came to the county and said, these should not have been admitted and should be paying taxes on them. Why wouldn't that law stand there?
I believe it would.
So you're saying because discovery doesn't say who discovers, it just says discovery.
Right, because it's back into another legal of interpreting what a legal said.
Okay. Danny?
It wasn't something that if Kennicutt says it or if I say it, whatever the legal says, and there was a discrepancy in the legal on it, and okay, so we went back and picked it up.
In the 2009 discussion, I think this should go on to the State Tax Commission and let them make a judgment. They came forward, said they were a $20 million operation, profit operation, and they were abated upon those issues that were presented by them, not by discovery of anyone else, but they wanted those exemptions. So I have a strong feeling that we cannot go back past that, let the State Tax Commission go back past that point if they want to.
Bob, Mr. Counselor?
I haven't looked at the omitted property statute for today.
Yes, sir.
But they're asking that property that was omitted from the rolls, maybe included in the exemption area, be included now for 2009 so that they can pay taxes that they don't have to pay.
Right.
And that they want it corrected for 2010. I don't hear anybody saying that it shouldn't be corrected for 2010 as omitted property. James is saying that he can go back a period of time for omitted property. I would just ask whether it really is omitted property, but if it is, I haven't looked at the omitted property statute or looked at the cases for today, and I apologize. I didn't know that was going to be an issue.
Sheila?
I might just throw a different light on it, and James would know this. In 2009, the way when they came,
It would help. Thank you.
When I was approached and wanting to pay the tax bill for 2009, the way they gave me the property numbers, it looked like, and they explained it, that it was abated by the BOE in 2009, and it should have been a partial abatement because that the property that they wanted to pay on existed as part of those parcels, and I've got those in my office, 4.03 and 02 and a 50. Okay, so it was a full, an exemption abatement. It should have been a partial. Is that the way, James?
Well, really what happened, they came in asking for an exemption, and they got the exemption, and then later they realized that it contained property that really probably shouldn't be exempt. Mm-hmm. So they asked, is there any way we can get this property that shouldn't be exempt to now something that we have to pay taxes on? And it was a problem for 2009, but we said we could correct it in 2010. James is saying that by omitted property, we can allow it to happen for 2009 so that they can actually pay taxes on those portions of the property that the BOE found exempt, that they later decided shouldn't have been exempt, Kennicutt. And that's what we're doing here. I think we all know that that's what's going on. I mean,
Danny, go ahead.
I think there's a term here that's used that shouldn't be used, unless I'm terribly mistaken. It was not the BOE that exempted them. It was county commissions.
I apologize. I stand corrected. Sure, that's correct.
And, you know, I may not have much of a memory, but I do remember a few things. And that was one of the things that was...
So, Ms. Sheila, go ahead.
I apologize. It was an abatement that came through, and it's real estate, so I assumed a real estate abatement came through BOE. Yeah. Apologize.
I wasn't... I can understand all that. I just remember that it came before the county commission.
So, Bob... You haven't done thorough research, but 2010 doesn't seem like an issue. 2009 may be an issue.
I have no problem with 2010.
But we're open to any. The abatements are written for 2009 and 2010. Right. And the assessor is saying,
James is saying he can go back to earlier years for omitted property. My only question would be, is this truly omitted property under the statute? I haven't done that research.
And if the county commission took an action, I don't know that it falls under the omitted property.
It's right here if you want to. All right, so I'm open to any motions if anybody feels so inclined.
I would ask that you correct 10 and then go to your argument. Go ahead and fix 10 since we're...
I make a motion to approve 10.
Motion from Strahan to add the 2010 omitted properties. You'll have to find the BOE numbers for those, but it's all right. Do I have a second for anybody? Second by me. Any discussion?
I'm puzzled on... how we can add 10 on at this time and not add 9 on. Why do y'all feel like...
Basically, whenever the property... You can do anything before a tax bill is paid, but the actions taken by the county commission via the BOE or whoever in 2009 paid those tax bills. 2010 has not been paid, and you can take action as long as those bills are not paid.
And they raised this issue prior to the summer BOE in 2010, and they requested, they sent all sorts of documents and were told that the assessor would fix the situation. And, in fact, I think he was in the process of fixing it or did fix it on his books, but he needs your approval to do it.
So, 10, we have the authority to do 2010-09. That when it gets in the gray
the
area.
That's question. Whether,
okay.
Or whether there's been an action taken.
Well, maybe I'll make a vote. Call for the vote on 10.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and call for the vote for the abatements for 2010. All those in favor?
Aye.
Say aye. Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
I'm abstaining.
You're abstaining.
Well, I got a client relationship.
Okay. So the motion does not pass because we have a quorum of four.
Yeah, but all it takes is majority of the quorum present. So, I mean, unless you have some bylaws that say it's going to take...
I have no bylaws for the BOE. You would know the bylaws. So you're saying the motion does pass?
Motion passes 2-1.
2-1-1. So motion does pass for 2010 abatements. Commissioner Strahan?
Got a question before we go any further, because I don't want to go into a meeting and make a decision as a county commission and then have... I want... Mr. Paulson, to do some research, who has the authority to omit property or declare it to be tax exempt when it comes before the county commission? Is that final over the BOE, or is that final, is that one of the processes? Do they have an option of going on to the BOE if it doesn't turn out like they want to, and then going to the State Tax Commission, and then going to the Circuit Court? Or does the, whenever they come before the County Commission and ask for exemption, is that final if we give exemption?
If I can restate, I mean, basically what you want me to look at is the omitted property statute. How it works specifically related to the current issue with Kennecott Camps.
All right. Well, then with that, I'm gonna move that we table the 2009 abatements until we get further information.
Second.
Paulson. Second is by Danny Strahan. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, say aye.
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 If I understood the motion right.
We're just tabling.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
All opposed.
Opposed? 3-1. Motion carries to table the 2009. Moving on to...
As a collector, if you do decide to add the 2009 over, they want to try to just hand me a check some time ago, and I said, no, I can't have it. When you do, when does it interest you?
Did they pay 2009 taxes?
We would have to, the commission would.
Do they have
it? It was exempt. Why would there be?
It would come to the commission. It would come to the commission.
Why would there be penalty? If they were fully exempt in 09.
But if we put it back on, then it's delinquent.
Do they have a bill?
But it's not.
Right.
I mean, because.
If there's interest in penalties, please come before the commission, I think is the answer. We're moving on to BOE 0700, which is, looks like wrong mathematical calculations. It will be going, the assessed valuation will be going down. And Mr. Strahan, you want to say anything? Give us any insight?
This was actually
a boat dock that Branson Bank owns.
No, it's not a boat dock.
It's not a boat dock. It's Boat Dock Road.
It's a condo. It's a condo.
Okay.
And we actually had it assessed as one of the larger condos, and we found out that it wasn't one of the great big condos. It is on one of the platting situations down there. Right. And the Branson Bank paid that in 08, didn't pay 09, and we had corrected it for 10.
So this is for?
09.
09.
Mm-hmm. But they paid that error in 08. Did not
we
pay
can't
it.
Touch 09.
No. And it's not a mathematical error. It's an assessment error. It's a level of assessment. If he measured wrong, or his office measured wrong, or I mean, they may have made a clerical error, but there wasn't a clerical error, mathematical error in the computations. That's the assessor's work in the field.
So, but 09 books are closed, and we've been clear that
right.
We can't touch 09.
Well, now, wait a minute. There's a difference, and I hate to say this.
Say it.
Well, it's not paid. This is not paid. Where you went to the Foresight deal, it was paid. Everything that's been paid, you can't take an action on.
Once you get past January, December 31st, though, I mean, they either pay under protest and appeal to the State Tax Commission
right.
or the Circuit Court, or they lose their rights.
Right. So I don't see how we can take action on 09 based off of direction from the State Tax Commission of 09 books, especially if they haven't paid. I'm going to move that we deny 0700 abatement.
Now, I second that because they have the option of going to state tax.
They had to pay for under protest there. Yeah. So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Clarify what's their position now? What can they do? Are they at the end of the road, or do they have other actions they can take?
They did not take. They did not appeal. They did not exhaust their administrative remedies. They got past December 31st. I mean, they could have come in to the summer BOE saying, this is wrong, we've been over-assessed. They could have then appealed to the State Tax Commission.
In 09.
Paid under protest in 09 and gone to Circuit Court or the State Tax Commission. They did none of those things. And now, in 2010, it's been corrected, and they want to go back to 2009 having not done any of their appeals.
Okay.
Jim gave a letter from Randy Turley on another issue, and it seems to say if they would have come after the summer 2009 BOE and presented the problem, that they could I'm saying if they did, that they would have come before December 31st. They could have appealed to the State Tax Commission.
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
All right. All those in favor deny, say aye.
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 Motion carries 4-0. Moving on to parcels that were exempt with C of O now transferred to grantee and were not valued. These are all add-ons. So...
C of O transferred these to American Sportsman Realty Holdings.
This is the big acreage down there.
I don't know, Kelly. I just...
We're running them on because
we're
they're going...
We're running on value
because they're not C of O anymore.
Right, they're not C of O.
Okay.
This is a great big acreage, fronts the lake, they paid a bunch of money for it. I think he's done it on the agricultural or something.
Yeah, it is agricultural.
But you're going to put them on. Go ahead, Danny.
Okay. James, I don't understand if this be the case. Why wasn't it brought forth? Because we had a representative, I guess I can name his name, that came forward with C of O and asked for exemption on another piece of property. Has this taken place? Because this, he was present at summer BOE.
But he would have no say in this case.
This is another piece of property.
This is another property now off of Graham Clark Road.
Okay.
This is where,
well, he did bring that up. He brought up Graham Clark Road in the minutes. I mean, it'll be in the minutes, but I don't know what.
So it's a different part. You're saying it's different.
This is a different parcel, okay. And a new owner. This owner is not exempt.
Yeah, this is.
We're just running them on.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Not
exempt
anyway.
All right.
Motion to add on abatements 0717, 16, 15, 14, 13, and 12. Second by Kelly Trimble. Any discussion?
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand what happened.
C of O sold an acreage to Bass Pro. C of O was exempt. I'm not sure if this acreage should have been exempt because they were doing their, I don't know.
But they were exempt.
But it was exempt before.
Now it's
they sold it to an entity that is, their activities aren't exempt, right. And they aren't exempt, and they're so
adding
to develop it with stocks and object tax.
Anyway, all right.
My question was, and I hate to keep interrupting, but my question was it
no
prorated?
No. Not on our, it doesn't matter. No, it was an exempt property.
And it had been exempt for 40 years or something.
Okay, now what I'm saying is he was here.
Doesn't matter. He didn't own it. He shouldn't have said one word about this property. He was not the owner of the property.
Okay, all right.
So this actually changed into 2008.
Yeah,
started, right?
Yeah.
All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Oh, hold on.
You say it changed in 2008, so...
We missed it in 2009.
So
we
this is for 20 for 10.
For 10, yes.
Yeah. Right.
I think they recorded,
what it said.
They recorded the deed, right?
That's what I was looking at. I'm glad you asked it, but I'll double check what I saw, too.
Changes ownership is no longer exempt if you own the cash rolls for that year.
Yeah, they're all 10. Be. All right. Now all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries 4-0. All right, moving on to 0804 and 0805. Taking the bay and the res and ag to zero because there is structure on the property and adding back the res land value only. That makes sense, James. You want to shed some light on this? This is for 2010, it looks like, only.
Yeah, I guess we went and checked it, and we just couldn't determine when the property, the buildings left, they were gone.
There was a property in 07, according to this letter from People's Bank, and it was bulldozed in
May, June of 07.
07, so there is no structure there based off the bank.
And we're abating it to zero on that,
right.
That one.
For 10 only.
For 2010 only. There's nothing else besides that. Do I have a motion?
I'll move to approve 804 and 805.
Motion by Chuck. Second by Kelly. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Moving on to the next set, which is condo not in the nightly rental program for 09, abatement for commercial, residential, and add-on to res only. This is for 09 and 10. They're written separately.
Motion to approve 010.
Motion to approve for 2010. I'll second the motion, but one quick question. Yeah, they do have the letter here.
They do have the letter.
Yep.
So.
And those BOE numbers would be 0730 and 0731 are the 2010 numbers. I'm making sure. Okay. We have a motion and a second for the 2010. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. What about the 2009s?
No letter.
Well, they got it. They sent a letter, 2-9 of 07. We have no idea why it was put in the nightly rental program after that.
So they sent the letter in 07?
Yes. And it is either neglect on our part or got some way checked wrong or something. But we did receive the letter.
So they did their... Bob,
you've
what's your thoughts?
You got that letter right there, don't you?
I had the letter right here.
They got the due diligence done.
Bob?
I mean, that may be a clerk. That may won't be one that's a clerical error. I really don't know.
You would rather us table it?
That might not be a bad idea, but if you're going to approve it, it would be based on a clerical error because you're going back to 09 and in 08. I get real queasy when you do that.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. How come they paid it?
And it's unpaid.
I'm talking about the others. This is a re.
When they got their bill, they should have said, look, we're at 32%. We should have only been at 19%. They didn't do that.
But it's unpaid.
It's unpaid. But why is it? I mean, do they pay under protest? No, they just didn't pay. I mean, they owe taxes.
So if you're queasy, do we table this?
Table or deny?
I'm hearing table from the council.
Well, if you want to deny, I have absolutely no problem with it whatsoever.
Okay.
If you're looking to approve it because it feels like the right thing to do, I feel real
queasy. They didn't pay in the protest. It's a year later, blah, 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 blah. You go through a whole bunch of reasons why they've lost their rights to anything on it. It sounds like. I don't know.
So, you have a motion then, Kelly?
Sure. Yeah.
Move to what?
Deny 2009.
He's moving to deny 2009.
I'm going to second the motion. The letter is questionable to me, but I can't figure out if they sent a letter and then went ahead and paid the bill.
Well, they didn't pay any taxes at all.
I want to bring something to the board's attention, and I just spotted it. Some of these abatements got written, and of course should be written, as bringing up the question. They got a letter after February 9th of 07. We sent all those letters out in 09 again. And I'd say the request for them to sign the next letter that was sent out. We sent them out. We'll be sending these letters out again in the next 3 weeks.
But they still have to pay their tax.
I know, but this letter is not what it appears to be. This is exempting them for 07. Before they signed it?
James, I think that's who called and said, we sent a letter in 07, we're sending another in 09. Is that the same person?
Probably. I don't know. But there's no letter here for 09 exempting 09. We send it every 2 years to every condo owner. If they don't respond, they go on commercial until they respond.
So there is no letter in 09, but there is one in 07.
Right.
So this would apply to only 07 and 08. And we're not going to go back to 08, are we?
And their only argument would be is we assumed if we sent the letter, we didn't have to send another one.
Well, and they haven't paid their taxes. How many years have they not paid their taxes?
I don't know.
Just 09, I think.
Just 09? Thank you.
But they paid in 07 and 08, and they didn't send you a letter in 09.
They called and said they were waiting for a correction statement.
We have a motion.
What happens if we table this? We're just going to have to go through the same headache again later.
Yeah, until unless Bob finds some obscure statute that gives us permission to do it.
So the only reason to table it would be to allow Bob to
just research a little bit.
Spend $800 of county time to figure out whether these people should pay that.
He's not going to spend 3 months.
Now, the letter business was something that we come up with from the State Tax Commission when we were having all the trouble. So, I mean, that was a volunteer action of a letter on the condos that they said handle it however we wanted to. So we decided we'd be good to the citizens and send them a letter.
But the case law all says that when you get a bill, it is a notice of an increase of assessment. It is a notice of what your assessment is. They got the bill in 09, at least in whenever you receive it in late 09, and they didn't come in 09, and they didn't pay under protest. They just didn't pay.
Okay. Call for a vote.
All right. All those, do you have any comments?
Was that just a question?
Pretty long.
When someone receives notice.
Can you come to the microphone or just real quick?
Real quick. If somebody receives notice, how does that taxpayer know whether or not they're being assessed at 19%?
Is there a way to know if you're getting what tax rate you're being assessed at?
I think the notices you get are ambiguous as hell, and they need to be done in a different way.
Okay.
They just say commercial, ag, or real.
I don't know.
It doesn't say anything. It just says assessed value.
Do you have a copy of the bill?
I do right here.
What does it say?
Commercial. But it has.
It says how much is commercial and how much is agricultural and how much is residential.
Correct. It has res and commercial.
Yeah.
So.
The State Tax Commission findings through the circuit court throughout the state of Missouri has found that a tax bill is an increased notice.
All right. We had a call for the vote. All those in favor of deny, say aye.
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 Motion carries 4-0.
2010 is the same.
We had voted on that and passed.
Yeah, we are.
You got the 10. Good, because I would.
Yeah, we passed 2010 because it was 2010. The next one we have is a 2008 refund, second bill payment add-on, blah, blah, blah. James, walk me through this. What is
this?
Where are
we? What number are we on?
This is the last one, 0803. Oh, I guess it's personal property.
Personal property, he paid it twice. There were two bills in 2008, and he paid both bills in 2008, so it needs to be refunded.
One of them.
All right. Understand, everyone?
So moved.
Motion by Kelly.
And that's classified as double payment.
Double taxation.
Double assessment.
Yep. Second by Jim. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. This is something that's not handled normally by the collector when she discovers a double billing.
No.
No. That falls under the BOE.
Donna, what else do we have left?
Your minutes?
I've got three or four here in my hand.
And nothing's been presented to us.
Whether city owned properties?
Not that's been presented to our program.
Well, they got numbers falling way back there. This is a 708. 705, 703.
Okay, we already did those. Tax code changes. 0703.
That's the property.
Is that those? Okay, yeah. I knew I had them laid out. All right, I'm sorry.
Okay. Minutes, where are the minutes?
Did you get them in minutes? I apologize.
Okay, so no, we'll have to get minutes sometime to do that.
I will have Christy email you the minutes.
Okay. Then the only other last action, we may have one more BOE session at the end of the year. We may or may not, but right now we're not scheduled to have one. Correct, Donna?
That's right.
Okay.
We have everything that we have is presented today.
Okay.
Personal property can be held. It's not an issue.
Okay.
Because we can run them on. But getting rid of the old bill, you know, two or three days after the first year is not a problem.
Well,
but real estate is an issue.
Okay. Sheila, you wanted to say something? Yes, the 08 one?
Yes.
All right. I know Chuck wants to bring a point up for Ms. Marucci. Under Robert's rules, we have to have a motion to reconsider because there was a vote taken to deny the 09 request. So before we start into the debate of should we or should we not hear, we have to have a motion and a second. And I guess, Bob, would be two votes to hear the reconsider, correct? Under Robert's rules, two votes, when there's a group of four, two carries.
I guess I'm not sure on that. If you're sure on that, I'd have to look at Robert's rules. I don't know how many votes it takes. If it's two votes, it's two
I don't
votes.
Know. I'm asking you.
I apologize. I have to go get a copy of Robert's rules.
As I understand it, as I recall Robert's rule, motion to reconsider needs to be made by the person who made the original motion.
Prevailing side.
Prevailing side only.
Prevailing side. Mm-hmm.
So anybody who voted to deny would have to make the motion to reconsider. And then anybody can second the motion.
Okay, and then you vote on that motion.
Motion that, and then it opens it up for discussion again.
Okay, how hard could this be?
You were, it was four, I believe it was a 4-1 vote.
I have no information, it's not on my agenda, so I have no information about this.
I'll go ahead and move to reconsider.
We have a motion to reconsider by Kelly.
I'd like to hear what the issue is.
Second by Chuck. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Aye. So it's a 2-2 and... Can we just take a 5-minute recess and find out that answer real fast? I'm going to take a 5-minute recess. I got to know. I don't know. So 5-minute recess.
Well, you got a 2-2. You don't have.